This is Dr. Jabra Grifol asking to report on patient Ken Sullivan. His patient was abdominal pain, blood and stools, history of intestinal non-Hodgkin lymphoma, status post hemicolectomy. Patient also have constipation. Physician gave my date of birth is 1/17/1952. Physician gave my history and that's an answer. So I'm sorry, patient was with heart stent polypectomy, colonoscopy, heart force polypectomy, instrumental colonoscopy, colonoscopy procedure. After infarct is a sign of pleural fissure, patient pleural abnormality, scopal rectum, rectosigmoid, descending colon, flat fracture, colon, flat fracture, to the ascending colon, to the lastimosis, document picture. I form a 5 millimeter size polyp in the ascending colon, the heart force polyp successfully. Depending on, I saw about 8 millimeter same epiducular polyp noted, no, about 1 centimeter, pedicular, 1 centimeter pedicular polyp noted, as the hepatic pressure, reported at the splenic fracture, which removed the heart stent polypectomy, no post polypectomy bleeding. Coming out, I saw rectal polyp 5 mm remove the heart force polypectomy, no post polypectomy bleeding. Rectal pressure is grade 2 into a hemorrhage, oblique, so say, or say, pressure represents complication. Fine colonoscopy up to the anastomosis, then with ascending colon polyp signs 1, about 5 mm remove the heart, 5 mm remove the heart force polypectomy. Number three is adequate prep. Number four, hepatic. Number four by splenic flexure polyp 1 centimeter. Pedicular remove the heart stent polyp. No post polyp acting bleeding. This polyp was a splenic flexure. Number six, rectal polyp 5 millimeter in the 5 millimeter size polyp in the rectum.